Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Ayin Zayin, 277, as we continue in the mitzvahs relating to Baal Mum, the third of the three that we have now. And better from the next one, we'll get into the section of Tumas, Kohen Tameh, doing something, doing Avoda, eating Truma v'chul. But this is the third of the set that we had, the Isser of a Kohen Baal Mum doing the Avoda, if he has a permanent blemish, if he has a temporary blemish, those were the last two. And today, the Isser of a Kohen Baal Mum walking into the Heichal. Says the Torah, in the section that we're in at the end of Parachaf Aleph, in Parshas Emor, the Torah, after listing off a couple of mumin and saying that a Kohen is not allowed to do the Avoda, and the extra Lashon we said includes even a Baal Mum Over, the Pasuk says, Lechem Elokav Mikachi HaKadoshim Umin HaKadoshim Yochel, but he's allowed to eat Karbanos. That's not a separate mitzvah say, that's included in the regular mitzvah. Of any Kohen is allowed to eat Kachim. We had that back earlier in Sefer Shmos, the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. Kachi Kachim, Kachi Kalim, but a Baal Mum is allowed to eat Kachim. Ach, el ha-paroches lo yavo, but he cannot go to the paroches, v'el ha-mizbeach lo yigash, or go close to the mizbeach, ki mum bo, because he has a mum, v'lo yichalel es mikdashai, and he shall not desecrate my mikdash, ki ani Hashem mekadshem, because I am Hashem, he who sanctifies them. So this is the pasuk that we learned, the isser of going into the mikdash, going into inner sanctuaries of the mikdash, the Isser of a Kohen Baal Mum going in there. Okay, this let's see the Sefer HaChinuch. Shleikanis Baal Mum beHeichal Bichlalo. The Baal Mum is allowed to go into the Heichal, into the sanctuary. So where is the Isser start? Klomar, El HaMizbeach, to the Mizbeach. So let's remember the structure of the Beis HaMikdash for a moment. The Mishkan, Vasuli Mikdash. But if you remember, if you start from right to left, if you start from east to west, assuming that north is on top, like modern maps, even though in the Middle Ages, if you look in the Rishonim always have east on top. But in our maps, usually going from east to west, so the east side, you have all of Harabayis, but within Harabayis, the middle section, east, you have the Ezras Nashim. The Ezras Nashim with the four corners, that's where the Simchas Beis HaShoeva took place. In each corner, you have a separate office. One was where they cooked the meat of the carbon of the Nazir, when they threw his hair under the pot. Another one is where they kept the wood. Anyway, four, moving west, we're going from east to west. Moving west now are the special doors that lead from the Ezras Nashim into the Azara, what we call the Azara. Those are the Nicanor doors right there from the Gemara tells in Yuma, the magical story that happened with Nicanor. Going through those doors, you get to the first 11 Amos. That's called the Ezras Yisrael. Yisraelim are allowed to go in there. Whenever they want to watch the Avoda, when they want to take part, maybe they want to do the Shechita of their Kachei Kalim, they could do it on the north side of those 11 Amos. That's the first 11 Amos. After those 11 Amos, you have another space before you get to the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So this Isser, says the Chinuch, the first Isser starts with getting to the Mizbeach. When you get to the Mizbeach, that is the Isser. And then it continues, going further in. After the Mizbeach, which is 22 Amos, I remember, hopefully we'll chazer the dimensions in a few minutes. After that, then you have a little more space where the Kiyar is, in the south west of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and then you get to the Heichal, going into the Heichal, where we have the Menorah, and the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaZav, the Mizbeach HaKtores. So that is going into all of those. That's surely Kol Shekein. If there's an issur to go to the Mizbeach, there's an issur to go all the way in to those Kalim as well. Obviously, going into the Kodesh Kadashim, when one is a Baal Mum, is a super Aveira. It's the same Aveira as here, right? Bezos Yavaran HaKodesh, only Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur. But anyway, getting back to the Chinuch now. So the issur is, after that little Chazara, El HaMizbeach Ubein HaUlam V'la Mizbeach. To the Mizbeach, that's Aser, and also between the Ulam. What's the Ulam? I forgot to mention the Ulam. The front of the Heichal, right before you get into the Heichal, there's a certain area. It's like an entranceway that's fatter, that's wider than the Heichal itself. That is called the Ulam. So going between the Ulam, you go from east to west. You have the Mizbeach, then you have some space, then you have the Ulam, and then you have the Heichal. So going into the space between Ulam and Mizbeach, that also is included. U'b'chol shar mekom shebeichal, and also inside, sheneemar, as it says, achel haparoches lo yavo, ve'el ha-mizbeach lo yigash. Do not go to the paroches or to the Mizbeach. The paroches is all the way, separating the Kodesh Kodashim and the Heichal. You can't go in there. V'nizbar b'sifra sheshnei lavim eila, And it says in the Medrash that these two phrases, Shalap Harochas, Vamizbeach, Lo Yaspik Echem Yen Bilta Chaveiro. The Torah has to say both. You can't go to the Parochas, and you can't go to the Mizbeach, Mizbeach Achitzon. Why doesn't it just say one? If you can't go to the Parochas, you surely, if you can't go to the Mizbeach Achitzon, you surely can't go to the Parochas. That's much further in. Why doesn't it just say one? So the Medrash explains why you need both. The Chinuch does not quote it here why you need both, but if you look in the footnote in Os Beis, he quotes the Medrash. Shilu nemar ela parochas, lo nemar ela mizbeach. If it only said you can't go to the parochas and left out the mizbeach, I would have thought only the parochas, which is closer in. You can't go. He coined bamum. Can't even go. It can't go into the heichal, but to the mizbeach without doing avoda. Just going to the mizbeach. What's the problem? That's why you have to say ela mizbeach. And if you say ela mizbeach and not parochas, hayisi omer, I would have thought ela mizbeach shukashel avodi apostle mizbeach, which is all about avoda. What else do you do on the mizbeach besides avoda? That's what you're puzzle. Vela kapora shein ekshir avoda, but just going inside where the essence of avoda is mizbeach achitzon. That's the essence of avoda. The other kalim, yes, we do ceremonies and certain avodos on, but the ikar avoda is done on the mizbeach achitzon. So you would have thought maybe you're allowed to go in. Kamash malon not. So that's why the Medrash explains why you need both. Vehu, getting back to the chinuch, laharchik amakom ha'asur aleihem lehikanes bo. Let's skip the next two paragraphs for a minute and go to the last paragraph, because this is part of the definition of the Isser. As we've been explaining it, the Isser according to the Chinuch, which is the Shita of the Rambam, is a Kohen Baal Mum's Isser, and this pasuk is just to enter in. That's it. The Isser d'oraisa is to walk in. Boom. That's it. That's the Avera. The Ramban cannot fathom such an Avera. Just walking in is Isser d'oraisa? No. The Ramban is going to tell us that walking in might be Asa d'Rabbanan. But the only Isser of d'oraisa consequence is doing avoda when you're a Baal Mum, as we have said. But just going in, that's an Isser d'Rabbanan. Let's read the Ramban. Let's read the third paragraph first. Because of a Ramban zechron levracha, shein lano lachshav zeh alavin binyan alavin. This isn't included. She Isser hikanis Baal Mum behechal v'gam prurei rosh. All the averes that we spoke about already, having long hair and having ripped clothing and drunk, ainu ela ma alami devrayim zakon levracha. So this is a drabanan. V'lo ba kasev azeh ela leesar mehem krave avoda. This pasuk is an isser. It's close la avoda, going close to do the avoda. V'zeh b'chal lav to balmum shelo yavodu. This is, look at the context. The Ramban is saying it's expanding on the previous psukim. Don't take it so literally. And also, the Chinuch doesn't quote it, but if you look in the Rashi, Rashi on these psukim, seem to hold like the Ramban. Rashi says, I'll read it to you. The psukim themselves sound like the Rambam. Right? Read the psukim. What do they say? Ela parochas lo yavo. Ela mizbeach lo yigash. Don't go, don't come close. Sounds like the Rambam. But what does Rashi say? Ela parochas. Lahazos sheva hazos shala parochas. To go and to sprinkle the seven sprinklings by the parochas. Ela mizbeach achitzon. Going to the mizbeach in order to do the avoda. You get, and then the next phrase is v'loichalos mikdashai shim avar avodasa mechulalos lipasel. Right? You're being, by doing the avoda, that creates the chilo. So Rashi seems to like the Ramban, and if you look in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that's where this machlokas is stated between the Rambam and the Ramban. In Lo Sase Samach Tes, the Rambam counts it. Shehizir Kohen Balmur Mehi Kaneis Lo Migdash. Rotzalomar Bein HaMizbeach Ubein HaUlam HaMizbeach V'Yahecho. There it is. Says the Ramban, V'kol Zeh Einenu Nachon. Shlo Yimne El Mizbeach Lo Yigash Elo Shlo Yavar Avoda. V'hu Amr, you know that from the last phrase in the pasuk, v'leichalas mikdashai klo marshim avad chilel. And he says later on, Rashi, the Ramban quotes Rashi as a riot to him. But that is an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether a kohen baal mum just walking in, is that a separate issa d'oraisa? The Rambam says yes, and the Ramban and Rashi say no. Finishing up, v'zeh bechal lav d'baal mum shle avodhu. The kasav od, and the Ramban also adds, sha'af heim lo asur el malakam ha'nikra b'inu ulam v'lam izbeach, shuchaf be'zama. And the only iser is really the 22 amos between the ulam and the mizbeach. Aval keneged ha'mizbeach atzmo, 32, I said 22 before. But keneged the mizbeach itself, let's say a baal mum walks and is parallel to the mizbeach. He's south of the ramp. He's keneged. That's not included in the Isser. The Rambam and the Chinuch seem to say it was. In the Daraisa, the Ramban says that's not even included in the Isser Darabanan. But he says this is an important machlokas between them. What else sounds like the Rambam and the Ramban? What other rayas are brought? So the language of the pasuk sounds like the Rambam. Rashi is like the Ramban. If you look in the first parak in Maseches Kalim, seems beforeish like the Rambam. Seems beforeish. If you remember the first parak of Kalim, if anybody ever learns Maseches Kalim, we know all the longest Masechta in Shas in Prakim, 30 Prakim. They even split it, usually by a yard site, they split it up, because nobody's going to do all 30 prakim. But you do 10, 10, and 10. It's called Bava Makama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, of Maseches Kalim. It's 10, 10, and 10, just like all the Babas, each have 10 prakim. The Gemara says, they all used to be one Masechta as well, Maseches Nizikin. And it was split up into the three Babas, all 30. This is Kalim also. But the whole Masechta is all about, this is Tame, this is Tar, this is Tame, this is Tar, all Kalim. But the first parak of Maseches Kalim, that's the one that's most learned, because the first parak talks about, firstly, all the different levels of Tumen Tara. This is the first Masechta in Seder Taras. So you got to tell me the levels of Tumen Tara. And once we talk about the different levels of Tumen Tara, we talk about the different levels of Kedusha as well. And that's what the second half of the first parak in Kalim says, Eser Kedusho Sein. There are 10 Kedushos that have to do with the geography of the earth. There are 10 Kedushos going from out to in. The entire world outside of Eretz Yisrael is on one level. It's one level of Kedusha. It's earth. But then the Torah says, as we get closer in, says the Mishnah, Eretz Yisrael mekudeshes mikol haratzos. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, more than all haratzos. What's his Kedusha? Mitzvah satublias ba'aretz. Bikurim, karbana omesh, tehalechem. You can't bring any of those from chutz la'aretz. Next, what's the next Kedusha? Once you're in Eretz Yisrael, the next level up is Ayaros hamukafus choma. Walled cities. Walled cities have the next Kedusha. You say, a Mitzora cannot be in a walled city. And a maze. It goes through the different levels. After that, Lifnim and Achoma Mekudesh Mehen. Inside of Yerushalayim is the next Kedusha. How is it manifest? Kedusha always has to be manifest through halachas. A Kohen is more kedusha than a Yisrael. How do you know that? Because he has more mitzvahs. Right? But Kedusha is always manifest by more mitzvahs. There's only one type. There's one, at least according to Rav Moshe, there's one type of Kedusha that more mitzvahs does not reflect a higher Kedusha, and that is men and women. The fact that women are pturis from Zman Grumma, we assume, Rav Moshe says, that that's a ptur. They're mechuyev with a ptur. It's not like they would never mechuyev in the first place. And that's why we even paskenize Ashkenazim, that they can even make a bracha on Zman Grumas. Shows that they're shayach to the mitzvahs. But every other area of Kedusha is reflected by more mitzvahs. Eretz Yisrael has more mitzvahs. Yerushalayim has more mitzvahs. They can eat kachi kalim in there. Let's continue. Harabayis, more than Yerushalayim, because Mechusrei Kabara cannot be in there. Zav Zav Yovel Es Metzora. Keep going, within Harabayis. Remember, we discussed this Hanukkah time. There was a gate right outside the Azara that was called the Chel. That's within the gate. There's a little bit of space between the gate and the Azara. That's the next level of Kedusha because non-Jews are not allowed in. And that's why, fascinatingly, the Mepharshim point out, the Yevanim broke down the Chel. Dafka, they broke down the Chel. They didn't break down the base of Mikdash. Why they broke down the Chel? Because that's the border between Jew and non-Jew. And what they wanted to do, be like us. Yevanim, Misyavnim, that's what they Dafka broke down. I think the Mishnah in Shkalim says, they had 12 pirtzes they made there. But we're almost where we're supposed to. The point. The Chel is Mekudesh. The Gaia Mitzvah Mesi can't be Nechlan Slasham. Next, the Ezras Nashim is Mekudesh Mimenu. Because the Tfol Yom can't go in there. And then, Ezras Yisrael, those first 11 Amos. Inside. Because Mechusrei Kaparim can't go there. Next, Ezras Kohanim, the rest of the Azara. Why? That Yisraelim cannot go in there except Bishas, they have Tzrachim. Next, this is the key line for us now. It's a good Chazara, that's why I started from the beginning. It's a good Chazara for all of these levels. Bein ha'ulam dila mizbeach mekudesh mimena. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is more Mekudesh than further, than the Ezras Kohanim. Why? She'ein Bali Mumin nechnasim l'sham. Bali Mumin can't go in there. Sounds like the Rambam. Doesn't sound like go into do avoda. And is this a Durabanan? We're talking about Daraisas here. We're talking about Daraisa levels. So that Mishnah Pasha sounds like the Rambam. The Ramban says, I know that Mishnah, but you have to interpret it as Nichnas Lasos Avoda. But that Pasha sounds like the Rambam. And just to finish up, the Heichel is more Mekudosh because you can't go in without washing your hands and feet. And the Kodesh Kadashim obviously is the most Mekudosh because only the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Bishas Avoda, can go in. That is the first parak in Maseches Kalim. But anyway, getting back to our mitzvah. So the Isser is for a Balmum to go anywhere close in. Getting back to the shoresh of the mitzvah. Misharshi a mitzvah lahadil kvod abayis vahadra. Right, the shoresh of the mitzvah, as we've said, to give special kavod and glory to the bayis. Al kain in roy lavosham balmum kihu makam hashleimus. So balmum is not appropriate to go in there because this is the place of perfection. And if somebody is not perfect in the eyes of Hashem, even physically, so then they can't be in here. Eino b'din la'amod sham, mi sheyesh bo sham chisaron. Even though balmum comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not anybody's fault. It's just if somebody's a balmum, so that's it. V'kvar kasafti l'mala harbi pa'amim ha-to'elos ha-nim solana b'gdilanu ma'ilos ha-bayas ha-kadosh v'tifarto. Right, just like a balmum, the Sanhedrin cannot be Baali Mumin. Right, we've quoted the story in the past. That's why Rav Moshe, when he got dentures towards the end of his life, he made them leave in a couple of teeth because he didn't want to be a balmum, a gabei Sanhedrin. He was the an of Mikalotam, Rav Moshe Feinstein, but he knew that he wanted to be on the Sanhedrin. And they once just heard today, talking to somebody about this mitzvah, so they said, they quoted Rav Aaron Soloveitchik once said, look, Rav Akiva ain't going to be able to be on the Sanhedrin. He was a hunchback. Right? So again, it doesn't matter how great in Torah you are, there's a concept of balmum, like here for the Kohen, l'gabei ha-mizbeach. Okay. Dini ha-mitzvahs continue. Klomar. Mahin ha-mumin she-bishvilan yiman ha-koy mi-likanes. What are the mumin? Zachat and lamala. I already wrote what the mumin are in the previous two mitzvahs. Just to talk about one mum that we didn't get a chance to talk about. All these three are about mumin. So we spoke about a couple of mumin. We spoke about halal. We spoke about lefties yesterday. Just one that I ran through at the end, so I just wanted to mention a little clearer. And that is the principle of arel. Arel. If an arel does the avodah, it's a big discussion. Is an arel like a czar? If an arel kohen does the avodah, an uncircumcised kohen. So the Rambam's formulation is like he's a czar, and therefore he gets malchus because he's like a czar. But it's on the list of mumin. So an arel is also, we can discuss it now because it's also a baal mum. There's a machlokas that appears a few times in Shas. One of them is zvachim chavbezim abez between Rashi and Tosfos. What does it mean arel? There the context is that an arel cannot do the avodah because he's a baal mum. Right here. So, what does that mean? So Rashi says, Mesu Echav Machmas Mila. If a Kohen has two brothers that already died, and you see that there's hemophilia in the family, and you don't have a preventative medicine, so he's not allowed to get Bris Mila. So he's an Arel. Okay, he can't do the Avodah. He can't eat Karim Pesach. He can't eat Truma. He's a full Jew. He just can't do these Avodahs. Rabbeinu Tam Mefaresh? No. Demuma La'arolos. The Kohen Leliba L'Shamayim, L'Fijayna Osa El Midaka Sara Mila. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the big Chiddush that we've mentioned before, if somebody doesn't get a Bris Mila because he's not allowed to halachically, so that's not called an Arel. Meaning, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Shem Arel is a function of an unfulfilled Chiyuv Mila. If I don't have a Chiyuv Mila, L'maisa, then I'm no longer an Arel. The Shem Arel disappears. And the only time there's a status of Arel, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is where, let's say I'm scared. I don't want to get a Bris Mila because I'm scared. So I'm an Arel. Okay, you're an Ones. You're scared. But you can't do the Avodah. That's an Arel. Is there any other hints to this idea of Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam holding that you're an Arel. If there's the second that the Chiv Mila disappears, then there's no more Shem Arel. This is a beautiful thought of the Brisker Rav, and it's expanded upon by the Meshech Chachma. It's a famous question in Sefer Bereishis, and that is, why did Avram Avinu wait to do Bris Mila until he was commanded? We know that Avraham Avinu did Kala Torah Kula, Ashelo Nitna. The Gemara says in Yuma, even Erev Tavshilin, right, he did. Erev Tavshilin, Tanyana Diyoma, even in Eretz Yisrael. Much, much less common to make an Erev Tavshilin in Eretz Yisrael, because only have one day Yantas. But the second day is a Pesach this year. Yantas on Friday. So even in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to be making an Erev Tavshilin on Thursday. So, that's what Gemara says. Avraham Avinu did everything. So why did, even without being commanded, so why did he wait to be commanded to do Bris Mila? So there are many answers given. Maybe you're not allowed to wound yourself without getting the tzivui. Maybe it was a bris, and a bris requires two parties. But suggest the Brisker Rav, exactly the same svar that Rabbeinu Tam says. Before the chiyuv of Mila is given, there's no status of Arel. The chiyuv of Arel, the chiyuv of Mila creates the shame Arel. And therefore, it wouldn't have been a mitzvah had Avram done it before he was commanded. And the Mila, he had to wait. That's the lundus of the Brisker Rav. The Meshech Chachma doesn't say this lundus. The Brisker Rav obviously was after the Meshech Chachma, but the Meshech Chachma on the pasuk by Yisalei Chofanai Ve'yet Tamim, right after Avraham Avinu was told about the Mila, it says Vayipal Apanav, he fell on his face. Why did he fall on his face? He spoke to God many times before this. Why dafka now he fell on his face? So explain to the Meshech Chachma, because now he had the command of Mila, and he's talking to God, now he's an Arel. That's Vayipal Apanav. Before, and he wasn't an Arel yet. Says the Meshech Chachma, "Va'yipal Avram upon him." Listen, Lech Lecha. Mimora Hashchina, she'ad Shalom lo hayi b'koach lamod, v'ruach Hakodesh nitzavas alav. That's what he says. And he quotes the other Gemaras. But anyway, that's the beautiful diak of the Meshech Chachma. It's only post the Tzivuy of Mila does he then fall on his face. But either way, this is a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What is the definition of Orel when it comes to a Balmum Kohen? There is a Ha'ara that Rav Hirsch has on our Pasuk, and he says, if you look closely in the Rambam, he seems to say that in Balmum, I'll read it to you, that he quotes the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, as whether a Balmum is forbidden to enter, even simply going in, what's called Bia Reikonis. By the way, that's the term in Gemara for just going in without doing anything. Bia Reikonis, an empty entrance. So he said, the Rav Hirsch says, based on the Mishnah Melech, now if it appears from what he himself says, that a Zar, what if a Zar just goes into the Mizbeach and then leaves? What is it? What's the halacha there? It sounds like from the Rambam that won't be Asa Daraisa. A Balmum Kohen going in would be Asa Daraisa, and a Yisrael going in wouldn't be Asa Daraisa. Sounds strange. Isn't a Yisrael, a Zar, more Mufka, and it surely should be Aser? Says Rav Hirsch, he says, no. The Svar could be is when you're in the Parsha, and then you're a flawed participant, what the Gemara sometimes calls Nire V'Nidche, the closer you are, the worse it is. You're a Kohen Balmum. That's a slap in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Zar going in, okay, what are you doing here? You don't belong here. But a Kohen belongs here. And it's like a tease in Halacha, and that's why possibly it could be even worse. If a Kohen Balmum goes in, then if a Zar goes in. Says Rav Hirsch, a Kohen clad in the Big Dei Kahuna within the space or in the Heichal would represent there just by his character a Kohen in his Mikdash garments, man in the proximity of God. And it is man in the fullness of all the freshness of life, not crippled or hampered, not a Balmum, who is able to represent man blossoming out in the proximity of God. And a Kohen Balmum in these places would be literally, as it says, a Chilul Mikdash, a desecration of places holy to God, near to God. But a Zar has no innate relation to the Mikdash. He's not symbolic of anything there. And even a Zar Balmum would in no wise bring any lessening of the idea of holiness. It's only a Chilul when it's a Kohen who's a Balmum, not just a Zar. That's the Rav Hirsch's pickup in the Shitas HaRambam. Let's finish up now. Dini HaMitzvah, we did it already. Oh, okay, so that's the... that's the chinuch. We already read the last paragraph. Okay, we'll stop here. This is the three Isurim related to Balmum. Be'ezras Hashem, coming up, starting next time, are all of the Isurim related to a Tamei Kohen. A Tamei Kohen is not allowed to do the Avodah. He can't eat Shruma. He can't, a Zor can't eat Shruma. What's we're talking about, a Tamei Kohen, and other Shruma halachas, and Arul can't eat Shruma. We'll have to revisit this Rashi Rabbeinu Tam Machlokas as we continue in Parshas Emor, all of these mitzvahs related to Kohanim and the like.